We are joined by Mike Jocks of KHBS 4029 in Northwest Arkansas. Jocko, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I had to be live on the hill after the game, do a live shot, and I so wanted to just fall down right in the middle of it and just fake an injury, and then they'd have to go to somebody else. But it was enjoyable. It was funny.
Where did you learn that ploy to just fall down?
From watching, I watch what Gus does and then, what his teams do, and there you go. But it was a funny moment, and Arkansas was in control at that point as far as that drive goes. And I went home and watched it like 10 times just because it was so funny.
Yeah, I was going to say Vlade Divac. He's the one I learned the flop and the fake from.
He was jealous. Vlade saw it, and I'm sure he was jealous.
I guarantee it.
It was a flop job.
I guarantee it. Now, Jocko, watching that game, could you believe how successful, I guess, Auburn was with only 9 pass attempts? And I know we talked to, was it Trey Auburn's guy from the
– Brandon Marcello.
And we asked him, about the spread and fast-paced offense. He said, look, they're not really throwing the ball a lot. And I was surprised that they only had 9 pass attempts and how well they were able to move the ball.
Yeah, it just chunks at a time, and they did move it well. And, that number 9, it just kind of shocks you that, that was it. And I think the only one out of those 9 that will be ingrained for a while was that, that long
touchdown pass.
Yeah, it seemed like, that Arkansas was still hanging around, and then, and the defender played it well, and bad leap, and there's a touchdown, and it just was, kind of a tale of that day.
What did Brett Bielema say today at his press conference as they try to get past Auburn and move forward and look ahead towards this Saturday in the Ole Miss Rebels?
Yeah, it seems like every week it almost starts to become the same thing, that these guys, are still trying to push forward after some tough losses, and this wasn't the toughest of the bunch. I thought that Arkansas played well in spurts on Saturday and almost gave themselves a chance to get back in it, and then Auburn drove again and scored. But it just seems with Brett, I think they kind of know where they're at, and they have to win the last 3 games to be bowl eligible, and that was asked of him today, and he didn't really answer it. He just said, we're not really talking about bowl games. We're just trying to finish strong. And the thing that was new this week as far as, trying to finish out strong for the seniors, and he said that there's no internal fighting. There's no guys erupting on the sidelines. There's nobody in the locker room that's, disconnecting themselves. He said if that kind of stuff was happening, that they would be worried about it, and there would be some issues about it. So at this point, it's not happening. So he thinks that, this team is still sticking together. They know this season is, over with as far as, what they wanted to maybe accomplish, but the guys still believe in the system, and they want to go out with a bang for the seniors.
And Jocko, watching the game, I know it seemed like the commentators sometimes were saying our onside kicks, our halfback passes, some of our trick plays, they're like, that's desperation. I don't really see it as desperation, but do you see that being part of, his philosophy going forward, even when we are having success? I know maybe it looks like desperation when you're not winning. You're trying everything you can, but do you see that being part of his mentality and makeup philosophy, going forward, even when we are having success these next couple of years?
Yeah, I don't think it at all it reeks of desperation. I think it's a matter of still trying to have a little bit of fun and still trying to win some ball games and doing whatever you have to do to get there. And for some people, maybe that sounds like desperation. I think he's just trying to have fun and trying some different things and seeing what works and what doesn't. That onside kick, he said that was one of the plays they turned into the league because I forget who it was. It was offsides, but he was the tight end from your area. And
Spate.
He said he was a yard and a half from not being offside. So he said he had to go to apologize on Sunday because after watching during the game, he really laid into him because, what are you doing with practice play? And I'm sure in so many words, it was one of the words he used. But said he's going to apologize because it was you know, onside by a yard and a half. So,
and that's what a lot of people were talking about, because right as the game happened, I saw a still image and everybody was trying to figure out, okay, who was offsides and why were they? But the thing is, Auburn still recovered the onside kick.
Yeah.
And I guess you could question, okay, it's 7-3. You just scored 3 points. Why onside kick right
there? At the start of the second quarter.
Yeah.
It was tough, but I think they thought that you know, they had this play down and the ball. You know,
it was really a lucky bounce off his foot, Jocko. I mean, it hits the guy's foot, and I'm just thinking, 98 times out of 100, that ball would have not just bounced right there to him. That would have been a live ball.
And that's, Matt, that's exactly what Coach Bielema said. He said, you know, 99% of the time that ball is going to fly up and go in the air, and, you know, the 1% that it falls in the guy's lap, and that's exactly what happened. And, you know, they talked a little bit about maybe being a little snake-bitten on, you know, some of the turnovers and their, you know, the other the fumble in late in the game that could have gone Arkansas's way. You know, there are four or five Razorbacks around the ball, and they just couldn't get to it. So, you know, hopefully they get all these bad plays out of their system in a bad year, and then, you know, somewhere down the road, all these bad things turn into good breaks and lucky breaks. And I guess you have to create some of your own luck to get there.
What did he say about the Ole Miss Rebels? What concerns does he have going into the game Saturday?
I think, you know, now it's more or less that he's concerned about just, you know, being better as a team themselves. You know, obviously they've been improved from last year as well, and even a couple of years ago. So he called them just a good, solid team that is playing well at times, and it'll be hard to go into a road environment and try to come back with a win. And obviously we've seen that before from Arkansas this year. They haven't done it well at all. So this is their chance to try and sneak one out against Ole Miss. You know, there wasn't anything specifically he's worried about. You know, they've seen that type of offense before. So they're prepared as far as that goes, and defense. I just still think that, you know, they're waiting for a full game. He did say that again, I know, Trey, you heard it after the game. He was really happy with the way Brooks Ellis played, the kid from Fayetteville. And again, he talked about how well of a linebacker he's going to, you know, he is now and going to be for Arkansas. So just happy. And thought maybe, you know, they thought about maybe starting him earlier in the year, but wanted to put him in at the right times for him to be successful, not really go through learning while he's playing. So they feel like they found their middle linebacker in Brooks Ellis.
Taco, it's got to be tough on the fans, though, because here we are. We're watching a team that basically last year was bad enough after what had happened the two previous years, and they've got three games left. There's a very high likelihood that they don't win a game in the SEC this year, that they go, 3-9?
Yeah, isn't it? That is very sad. You know, with as much expectation as we had going into last year and last year's team, even with John L at the helm, you know, but I still consider that more disappointing. But to have 2 years in a row like that, I understand as a fan, you know, and you call me a little bit of a homer, I guess. You know, I fall in love with the way people love the Razorbacks, and I kind of become a fan watching the team because they're good kids, great kids, and it's disappointing for everybody. But I think that, you know, it's hard to think about next year. It's hard to think about 2 years or 3 years from now and how good Arkansas can be. But when you're going through it, man, it's not fun to watch, games like this. And I also think, you know, Trey, Matt, you think about that five-game stretch. Nobody's gone through something like that. I know you guys have talked about it before. So to get through it, you know, you didn't expect to, you know, you weren't expected to win any of those games, and you didn't win any of those games. So it's just it's a tough stretch to go through, and hopefully, you know, maybe one of these wins on the last three games, you know, I guess circling Mississippi State would maybe give a boost. But, you know, hopefully this is one of those years that you look back upon and say that wasn't a lot of fun to go through, but now look where Arkansas is now.
And talking about, I guess, the mindset and, you know, being Razorback fans, and is it tougher, do you believe, that and you just talked about the five games, that before the season we talked about the four-game stretch, A&M, Florida, South Carolina, Alabama, didn't think Auburn would be in the top 15 when we played them. But do you see that as a reason why some of the fans are down, that teams like Missouri and Auburn last year, who did not do good, have turned it around so quickly?
Yeah, I think that hurts a little bit when you look at that. You think that when they were all doing so poorly last year, I think, you know, when we circle those games this year, you circle Auburn as a chance to win a game. And, you know, I was thinking 6-6, and after those three wins, I thought, man, 7-5 wouldn't be, you know, out of the question, but I was wrong. But
a lot of us were.
Yeah, just to see Auburn, you know, Auburn do so well, and I know with Gus there, that adds a little bit of a, you know, a little extra pinch to everybody, for some, I guess, and Missouri to turn it away they have. Yeah, it kind of hurts a little bit more just because they're doing so well after some 4 years, and how come Arkansas can't turn around as fast? And I guess, you know, there wasn't as much talent left or when Brett Bielema got there. So you just hope to continue, you know, that he brings in guys and that the staff brings in and the right people and they turn around. Maybe it's a slower pace than the other teams, but hopefully, you know, Arkansas eventually gets to the promised land.
Jocko, we're up against it. Stay away from the Grove on Saturday.
I'm heading right in.